是五才对，啊，公元前520年，啊。
And there's some typo error in the Chinese translations.
那也是打错了哈，520年，不是七啊。第五章的下面那个时间啊，那个大力乌王第二年，大力乌王第二年是公元前520年，不是700，520年啊，那个改一下。
It's 520, it's not 570.
好，好，接下来我们继续看第六章。
Now we're going to look into chapter 6.
啊，第六章啊，大力乌王查到了，古列王的这个谕旨。
In chapter 6, it talks about that King Darius, he found a scroll in the citadel, and it's an edict written by King Cyrus.
他就在下一道命令了。
It's a decree that was issued by King Cyrus, and having found this, he sent a decree.
好，那这一道命令啊，对于重建圣殿完成啊，帮助很大。
And having sent this decree, it has great help in rebuilding the temple, which led to the completions of the temple.
好，现在我们看到第六章第六节。
Chapter 6, verse 6.
第六章第六节。
Verse 6.
第六节说，现在啊，河西的总督达乃和士他波斯乃，并你们的同党，就是住河西的亚法塞家人，你们当远离他们，不要拦阻神殿的工作。要任凭犹大人的省长和犹大人的长老在原处建造神的这殿，好，这个是大力王降旨的开头的啊，这两句话啊。
And this is a decree issued by King Darius, which is to forbid them not to interfere with the work on this temple of God.
啊，这些原来在阻挡这个重建圣殿的工作的这些人。
Originally, the people who were involved in the opposition to building the temple.
现在大力乌王啊，命令他们要远离。
Now, King Darius has passed a decree to have them stay away from there.
不要再阻挡这个工作。
And forbid them to interfere with the work on the building of the temple.
要任凭啊，犹大人去完成这个工作。
And to allow the governor of the Jews and Jewish elders to rebuild this house of God on its site.
所以这次大力王的这个命令啊，就把一切的阻力啊消除。
Therefore, this decree issued by King Darius has stopped all resistance.
啊，这给予我们很大的信心。
And this indeed will give us a lot of faith.
我们发现呢、啊，最近这几年来，我们在各世界各个地方啊。推动的成功啊，非常的顺利。
In the recent year, we realized and we found that many of the work that we take on in evangelizing overseas has been quite successful.
非常出乎我们意外的那种顺利。
And all the work that we take on in world ministry surpass our understanding and expectations.
那我们真教会的根就是在大陆。
Our foundations was in.Mainland China.
大陆教会复兴起来啊。
And right now we know that the churches in China has revived.
76年那是一个开始。
And in 1976, it was just a beginning.
到了80年代哇就开始发展。
And right now, in the 80s, we see a maturity taking place in China.
但是那个时候的发展它还是在一个公共的聚会的地方三次会。
And when that was starting to grow and prosper in China in the 80s, most members are still gathering themselves in that three-self independent society in China.
所以很多这个我们教会的这些工作还是受到很多的限制。
And because they're only given a certain place to worship, therefore, many work is still very much limited.
虽然信的人一直增加,
although the membership continued to increase,
就是说一项洗礼的时候,
for example, during baptism,
他们规定啊，甚至规定说要在会堂里面的这个狮子受洗。
The Chinese Three Self Patriotic or Independent Society, they only allow baptism within their church, which is in a basin.
其他所有的教派，他们就是在那里洗礼。
And it's the same for many other churches, denominations where they would allow baptism to be performed within the church in a basin.
但是我们真耶稣教会是不可以在那里洗礼的。
However, we know that in true church, we do not perform baptism in a cistern.
所以那个时候洗礼要利用晚上到河里头去洗礼。
And therefore, to perform such baptism, we have to perform it in the night.
那有时候会受到人家这个密告啊，会去抓，他们都会去抓。
Because of this, when the Chinese official, they heard about this, they will send people to arrest any members who want to be baptized in the water.
因为我们没有在那里洗礼，但是我们的信徒一直增加，都奇怪，从来没有在这里洗礼，但是信徒一直增加。
And because we refused to be baptized in a basin within the church, our membership miraculously continue to grow very rapidly.
所以他们知道我们都是还是坚持我们的信仰到河里去洗礼。
And from this, many other churches, they realize that we are very firm on our faith where we insisted that we want to have our water baptism in living water.
当时其实都是利用晚上，大家安都是各在约店一个地方，那很多受洗的弟兄姐妹，他们都会就是跑到那里去洗礼，又散开，化整为零，就回家这样子。
And because this water baptism comes with a lot of resistance, we have to perform it at night, where they will gather in a certain spot, and after when they have baptized some, they will disperse again.
这个是初期复兴起来初期的这个状况。
And this is the beginning stage of the revival of the.True church in China.
到这个九零年代啊，这个差不多十年啊，这个九年十年这个时间开始。
And in the period of the 90s, after a period of 10 years,
就不一样了。
Things become different.
开始啊，我们离开那个三支会。
We start to move away from the Three Self Independent Society.
自己盖会堂。
And we build our own chapel.
在自己的地会堂里的聚会。
And we have our own service in our own chapel.
很自由。
We have religious freedom now.
所以发展很快。
And because of this, the church work prospered rapidly.
现在就是在沿海啊，就是福建地区啊，福建省啊，有590多间教会。
And now just by the coastal region in Fujian province, there are about 500 over churches.
他们都自己盖会堂。
They built their own chapel.
会堂一间比一间大，一间比一间高。
And each chapel they built is bigger than the former one. Not only is bigger, but it's taller.
那现在洗礼怎么洗礼呢？
And how do they get baptized? How do they have their member receive baptism now?
前面呢，拿着我们的真教会的大旗。
Before they go into the living water, they will bring with them a big flag or slogan with the name True Jesus Church.
后面有几十人的管乐队。
And following with this, there will be a group of people that will perform hymns.
那后面还有很多这些什么这个旗子，那些宣传标语的这个旗子。
So they will have a throng of people with musical instruments, with flags, with slogans that would parade all the way to the baptism site.
然后啊，跟着这些要受洗的人。
They'll follow all the candidates to baptism.
后面就送弟兄姐妹。
With that, after this candidate will be the brother and sister.
我也对照着基督精兵前进前进这样。浩浩荡荡到洗礼场去。
So there will be a throng of people playing a trumpet, which lead the candidates and then the members together. They will parade all the way to the baptism site.
有时那个队伍啊，两三千人的队伍。
And in fact, just with this throng, there are about 3,000 of them.
就不一样了。
It's very different from the past.
所以现在啊，看到这个啊，神的恩典实在太，我们不敢想象，怎么可能？所以我
And in fact now,
去看到这样，哇，实在不敢想。
If you were to be there to witness this, it's beyond your imaginations of the grace and power of God that's working there.
啊，到了一个地，他们现在正在盖一个会堂，还盖了差不多只有硬体呀、啊，刚刚盖起来。
And right now they're building a church, a chapel. It's made of concrete and it's has finished.
盖这么大。
It's a big, huge church.
哎，那个盖在那里，盖在一个学校里面。
They build it within a school compound.
奇怪，为什么这个学校会不要给我们让我们来盖会堂呢？
And we're wondering how come the school allow us to build a huge chapel.
那个学校是那个地方的小学。
That school is an elementary school within that region.
因为比较老了，而且比较小了，现在人多了，就搬到比较郊外去了。
This elementary school, the building is getting old, and so the people move the student away from that compound.
地方的政府就是要卖掉了。
With the people and the student moving away from that school, the local government want to sell off that area, that site.
很多做生意的人要去买来做工厂啊，做什么的。
And when they are trying to sell off that site, that school, many businessmen want to buy that area, that site.
政府不卖给他。
However, the government refused to sell it to them.
高价不卖给他。
Even though they offer a high price to buy that area, that school compound.
就特别卖给我们。
However, miraculously enough, the government accepted and agreed to sell it to our church.
连地，连所有的房子，15万。
Altogether, they sold it for
1.5 million. 15万人民币。
多少？150,000。
这个好像是送的一样的。
And in fact, it's almost like free giving it to us.
我们是不敢想象，怎么可能这样？在那种地方怎么可能这样
And we couldn't imagine how this can happen in that area.
因为我们在这个地方的我们教会弟兄姐妹的表现、啊、太好了
This is because the performance of our brothers and sisters in that area is just very good.
好，所以当地这个地方的人民、啊、都肯定我们教会好，政府也肯定我们教会好。
Therefore, the neighborhood and people around the churches, they confirm that not only our members are good, the government themselves agree the fact that we are good.
有些姐妹啊，她的捡到了20几万的人民币。
And that was a sister that found 200,000 RMB.
她拿去交啊。
So, and, but however, she gave it in to the government.
这件事情，这个实在太不可能的事情啊，在那种地区、啊。
And this is something that's quite impossible.
所以那感到委屈，你怎么会拿来这个交呢？捡到了就是你的了。
And the people were quite amazed that this sister was so honest because most people would rather keep the money for themselves.
因为我是真教会的信徒。
However, she said that because I'm the member of the True Jesus Church.
所以我不能把这个钱占回去。
Therefore, I cannot have this money for myself.
所以因此这种表现就哇，这个教会真是不一样。
And therefore, her deed had impressed others, and they realized that this church is indeed very different.
那我们买那个地学校之后，前面有一条小巷啊，通到学校门口。
That compound that we bought has a path that lead to the gate.
那个小巷又有一个水沟，臭水沟，很臭的。
Near the path, there's a ditch with stinky water.
又是泥土的路啊，所以下雨，看走路很不方便，很脏。
The path is not tar and it's mud. It's pretty muddy, so when it's raining, it's not very convenient to walk on that path.
我们弟兄姐妹啊，就出钱出力啊，把那个路铺水泥，把那水沟做起来，哇，干净又好走，两边的住户啊，哇，很高兴。
And because of this, our brothers and sisters spend money as well as their effort to tar that path, so that now, after when it's tar, the neighbors, when they can walk on that path much easier than before. They gave a lot of credit to those members.
那个校长啊，就住在那个旧学校的这个隔壁啊，旁边呢。
The principal of that school was living nearby.
他有一天他回来的时候，看到哎。路怎么变得这么好？
One day when he came back and he realized the area has improved tremendously.
啊，人家告诉他说，这个就是那个真耶稣教会啊，他们做的。
And people told the principal that this path was done by the members of the True Jesus Church.
他第二天就到教会来，那3000块来奉献，哇，并且呢，详细啊问这个情形，把它登在这个一个。
And the next immediately, he went to the Children's Church and gave 3,000 donations and requested to advertise this good deed in a local magazine.
像这样的这个神的这种很意外的这种看顾恩典呢，现在在大陆啊，到处都可以听到那个见证，很感动人。
And this kind of very unexpected grace and works, we can see it rampantly everywhere in Europe, in China.
啊，最近在福清那边有一间会堂啊，献堂的时候。
Recently, there's a church dedication in Fuqing.
3天的灵恩献堂会，献堂点这个啊，连献堂灵恩会。
It's 3 days of church dedications as well as spiritual convocation.
就是上个月的5月1号到3号。
And it was in May 1st to 3rd.
刚刚举行献堂灵会。
They just had their church dedications spiritual convocations.
我去的时候，他们刚在盖些硬体盖起来，还在盖。
When I was there before, they were still building the chapel.
那在5月就献堂了。
And in last May, they had their church dedications.
那献堂灵会啊，参加的人呢，13000多人。
And the people who came and attend this church dedications as well as spiritual convocations was over 10,000.
300多人啊，求圣灵。300多人求圣灵。
300 members were praying for the Holy Spirit.
230个人受圣灵。
230 members received the Holy Spirit.
所以在那地区让我们看到神的这个法是让我们没有办法想象。
And indeed, we look at this work, it really surpasses our imaginations of how God works.
很多地区啊，信的人都一直增加的那种速度啊，让我们想象不到。
In many areas in China, the membership, the rate of the increase in membership is just beyond what we can imagine.
就在去年的12月冬天的时候。
It's just like last year, in December during winter time.
一个传道到一个地区去，在那边联会布道会。
There was a preacher that went to a certain area, and there was a spiritual, as well evangelical, services.
那是洗礼了100多人。
100 over members was baptized.
那灵会圣餐礼完毕，他要回去了。
And after the baptism, the Holy Communion, this preacher was about to return home.
结果被5个人抓住了。
And he was then arrested by 5 people.
那5个人来参加灵会。
Sorry, he was grabbed by 5 people. These 5 people were there to attend the spiritual convocation.
一般基督徒。
They were just Christian from other denominations. Because they know that we have the spiritual convocation, so they especially came to attend.
参加三天灵会完了之后,
After when they finished 3 days of convocations,
传道要回家就被抓住了。
And the preacher is going home, but then he was being grabbed hold by these 5 people.
传道你不能回去。
And these 5 people said that, no, you cannot go home. 你要到我们那里去。You must come to our church.
就被抓住了。
So this preacher was being taken away by this five Christian from other churches. So when preacher went over to their church, they called over 100 of their own members.
就请你把真教会的这些真理啊教义啊讲给我们听。
Immediately, these 5 members from other churches told our preacher and said that, please, can you preach to our members the teaching of your true church.
利用一天的时间把这些真教会的 啊教义啊讲讲清楚。
And within just one day, he spoke very clearly and taught them the basic doctrine of the Jewish church.
讲完了全部接受洗礼。
And after when he had spoken, all the people who came, over 100 of them, accepted baptism.
哇，那个是零下的温度啊。
And at that time, remember, it is winter time, and so the temperature is minus zero.
一百多人啊。
There were 100 over members, believers.
要洗礼，我靠。
And imagine the winter cold and they're receiving baptism.
有没有别人可以帮忙？
There was no one there to help him.
所以那位传道说：“哇，这个要靠信心的。”
Therefore, the preacher says that, "Well, I need to depend on faith."
求主耶稣特别，不然的话，我脚一定会冻僵了，都可，就会冻僵的了。
This preacher has to especially ask the Lord to have grace on him, otherwise he will be frozen with that water which is minus zero, having to baptize over 100 members.
他们当然又没有什么装备，就是这样下去的。
And as you know that there's nothing to prepare him, he just has to go into the water.
感谢主了，祷告下去。
And truly enough, this preacher, he just prayed to God and depend on God, and he went to the water. After when he baptized the first person, indeed, the water was very cold.
第二个人下去开始了，水就温暖了。
However, when he started to baptize the second person, the freezing cold disappeared and become warm.
真是神特别看顾。
And this is the special grace from God.
那么一直洗到最后153人。
So he kept on baptizing until the last person, with the 150th person.
参加受洗的有154。
There were altogether 154 people who registered to be baptized.
那么洗到153完了。
And when he was baptizing the 153 member.
奇怪啊，最后一个受洗啊，洗了三次都不成功。
However, the last one, which is the 154th member, he tried 3 times to baptize him, but it was not successful.
结果他自己跳起来说，我还没有准备好，我就上来了。
And then he jumped out and he said that, I'm not prepared.
诶，回来心想，诶，153个，诶，一往下去153条啊，153条啊，这个约翰福音21章啊。
When he baptized 153 members, immediately he remembered in John, the recorder was that 153 members baptized.
哎，所以那一条不在里面，他说跳起来啊。
And he realized that the last one, the 154th member was not within the 153, so he was not ready and he stood up and he left.
这153条都是大鱼哦，不是小鱼，没有一条小鱼哦。
And all these 153 were big fish.
这个，因为他们都是大人，没有小孩啊。
Because they are all adults, that's why they are all considered as big fish.
所以这个很奇妙，神的这个工作啊，很奇妙的。
Therefore, indeed, the work of God is very miraculous.
现在很多地自己跑来要查考道理，查考回来回去就传，很快就是啊。整个教会这样就变成真的是教会。
And there are a lot of members right now. They came themselves to the church to study this truth, and the moment return, they established their own true church.
所以我们感觉到说，这个神的时候真的是啊，已经逮到。
And now we truly experience that God times is indeed right now.
那我们看到其他世界各个地区啊，圣工就是最近以来一直在，哎，很奇妙，神的工作一直。
And now that I see that in many other areas, the work of God is growing very rapidly.
原来有很多阻力了，都消失掉了。
And originally there was a lot of resistance oppositions, but they all disappeared.
比如说到纽西兰去，在奥克兰开始在成立的初期啊，哎呀，很多那些啊阻挡啊，很多事情。
In New Zealand, especially in Auckland Church, in the beginning when they were establishing the church, there were a lot of difficulty as well as opposition.
现在那些阻挡都消除了。
However, right now, all those opposition had disappeared.
看到啊，那种安息的聚会啊，那牧道者都四五十位。
And during those Sabbath service, there were over like 15 true seekers who will come.
自己跑来的。
They came themselves to the church.
所以现在啊，洗礼 受洗的已经有三四十位，现在又成了一个祈祷所。
And right now, there are over 30 members, that were baptized and they established, their own prayer house.
多数是从大陆，那个技术移民的那些人。
And most of these people, were immigrant, from China.
非常热情。
They were very zealous.
但有一部分是台湾移民的。
There was also a group that was immigrated from Taiwan.
这个圣工就是这样起来。
So this is how the gospel work work very rapidly.
阻挡一排除啊，工作就很顺利。
So after when the opposition has been have disappeared, the work would continue on very rapidly.
这是啊。大力王的这个命令一下来就是这样子。
And this is what happened after when King Darius he passed the decree.
那第二看到第八节。
Now let's look into
第以斯拉记第六章第八节。
第二章。
第六章。
Chapter 6 verse 8.
六章八节这里说我又降旨。
In chapter 6 verse 8, it says that I hereby decreed.
吩咐你们向犹大人的长老为建造神的殿呢，当怎样行
？What you are to do for the elders, the Jews, in the constructions of the house of God？
就是从河西的款项中啊，急速拨取贡银做他们的经费，免得耽误工作。
And here it says that it's from the revenue of the transeusporites, so that the work will not stop.
经费的问题。
This is concerning the revenues.
要完成这个建殿的工作，需要经费。
In order to complete the building, they need revenues.
要让这个工作不会受到耽误啊，需要啊拨贡银来帮助他们。
In order for that work not to be delayed, they require lots of money and revenues to.
从王的这个府库里头去拨贡银支援他。
To assist in the building, especially they took it out from the royal treasury.
所以在最后这个阶段呢，经济这个经费啊，充裕。
So we know that at this stage, the revenues is sufficient enough for the rebuilding.
神的感动。
This is the movement of God.
到处啊，神都感动一些弟兄姐妹啊，有负担说要为这个世界正道啊，来奉献。
In every part of the world, God moved the brothers and sisters to care for and to offer to world ministry.
都是自己那个自己啊表明出来，自己乐意这样感动圣灵的感动。
And this is all the movement of the Holy Spirit, where the brothers and sisters willingly offer.
不是我们去招募，不是说哎呀去请人家帮助你奉献，不没有的，我们想话的。
It's not for us to went out and solicitate money from the members.
现在到处去都有更多这样的弟兄姐妹，圣灵感动了，主动的要为这个事情来奉献。
But rather, it was the brothers and sisters themselves that took their own initiative to offer to the building and also to the world evangelism.
So, because of this, we have more confidence. We
no longer
worry about, "Oh, what we used to say, what we should do, what we should not do." But without prayer, it is nothing.
Before this, we were very concerned because we are lacking of revenue. But right now, we are not afraid, and we can continue whatever we want to take on.
So, we have never been able to take action.
And because of the lacking of money, before we cannot take on whatever we want to plan.
问题是没有机会。
This is because we are lack of revenue.
现在我们不担心这个事情。
But right now we're not afraid.
因为神已经预备。
Because God had prepared.
所以这个时候到就是这个样子。
And therefore, when the time comes, it's like this.
要快速完成，一定经费要充足的。
In order to immediately and rapidly complete the building of the.Temple, we need revenue, and it comes very rapidly.
还有这个第九节
，verse 9.
第九节说天上的神，他们与天上的神献燔祭所需要的公牛犊啊，公绵羊啊，绵羊羔啊，所用的这个麦芽盐啊，这些油啊，都要照祭司的话，每日供给他们，不得有误。
And here it says that whatever is needed, whether it's young bull, rams, lambs for offering to God, are all requested by the priest in Jerusalem.
这个就是圣殿里面的需用。
And these are all the daily need within the temple.
今天教会事工要发展的，不然是对外的这个宣教的经费要充足， 里面的就是侍奉的圣工的这些需求啊也要充足。
In order for this world evangelism to carry out successfully, not only the revenue must be sufficient, but internally the members and the things has to be prepared.
啊，那刚才我们看到这个，他谈到大陆这个福建地区啊，教会啊，他们会这样子盖会堂，好发展圣工啊。
Just now we talk about that in China, especially in the Fujian region, where the members are able to build their chapel so rapidly.
这个王这个命令是很重要的。
We must look at that compared with this decree passed by this king.
到经济的资源。
It is because they have received the system of revenue from the royal treasury.
你看沿海地区这个福建地区啊，都是开放区啊，所以世界各个地方的人都拿钱去啊。都拿钱去投资啊，去啊，投啊，这样。
And in Fujian region, because it's near the coastal region and it's open, that is why they receive a lot of revenue from many parts of the world that's pour into the building of the churches there.
从日本来，从美国来，从台湾来，从哪里，我钱都拿到那东西。
So the money came from Japan, from Taiwan, from the rest of the world.
该说。大概说第二章的第七节啊。
Haggai chapter 2 verse 7。
第七节啊。
Haggai chapter 2 verse 7。
第七节这里说啊，我必震动万国的珍宝必多运来。
I will shake all nations and desire all nations will come。
我就使这个殿满了荣耀。
And I'll fill this house with glory。
第八节
Verse 8、
万军的主说银子是我的金子也是我的了
The silver is mine and the gold is mine declared the Lord Almighty
这个殿后来的荣耀比大国先前的荣耀
Verse 9 The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house
在这个地方我必是平安
And in this place I will grant peace
今天如果我们有机会去大陆看一看你就会知道
Today if you have the opportunity to see for yourself the church in China you'll know what I'm saying
世界上很多有钱的人都要钱都要带到那边去的
And here it fulfills the words that people with money will pour their money in that area
但是经济突然间就这样上来了
And we all know that the economy is rising up in China
所以他们呢就开始复习出现说有能够建会堂都是他们自己出钱出力这样建会堂
and because of that the members were able to build the chapel one after another
好不但这样子
not only so
他们还要去支援去帮助内陆那些比较穷困的地区
the churches in the coastal region were able to help those churches in the inland
那现在去看真是后来的荣耀过先前的荣耀不晓得多少倍
And in fact, if you were to look at this, the glory of the present house was much, much greater, hundreds and million times than the glory of the former house.
看回来以斯拉记第
六章 Turn back to the book of Ezra.
以斯拉记第六章
Chapter 6.
这个王的命令啊。
Now this is a decree passed by King Darius.
我们看到这个第十一节。
Until verse 11.
第十一节说我再降旨。
I decree that if anyone changes the edict.
这个降旨就是要说要快速不可以更改这个命令要快速的去完成这件工作。
And this edict is one that will proclaim the building of temple to be quicker.
我们知道这个王的命令就是神的旨意。
We all know that at time, the decree passed by the king is equivalent to the will of God.
所以在这个时候啊，我看我们大家如果被圣灵感动的人，一定会这样的火热的心。我们的心会火热起来，为了完成这项神圣的大使命。
And I'm sure that if you're moved by the Spirit of God, you also want to fulfill this great mission of God.
我们看到十三节。
Verse 11.
连这一些本来阻挡的人呢，都火热起来了。
And in verse 13, we see the original, these are the people who were opposing to the building temple. They themselves, zeals were revived.
说他们因为大力王所发的命令就急速 遵行啊。
And they were fired with zeal immediately to obey to the decree passed by King Darius.
仇敌都急速遵行啊。
And even the enemies at that time obeyed to the decree.
那这个何况是我们是神的选民啊。
Let alone the chosen one of God.
所以第十四节就说了，说犹大的长老啊，就因为先知哈该和这个撒加利亚所说的劝勉的话，就建造这个殿。
In verse 14, it says that the elders of Jews continue to build and under the preaching of Haggai as well as Zechariah.
凡事亨通。
As they're doing it, everything was successful.
这个是很重要的一项。
And this is a very important.
那么他们就遵照神的命令。
According to the commandment of God and the will of God.
那神的命令是借着谁来发的？
And how is the will of God being passed?
第一就是古列王。
First is through King Darius.
再来就是大力乌王。
And then King Darius.
还有亚达谢西王。
And then is in King. And then it's through King Artaxerxes.
那看这三个王，我们看一看啊。古列王是初期的这个工作。
King Cyrus, is the.First, as a king that's responsible for the first part, first stage of the work.
大力王是副工啊，最后完成了这个工作。
And King Cyrus is a king that's responsible in resuming the building.
那这个亚达谢西王到底是什么
？And what does what is King Artaxerxes has to do with this?
停工。
He is involved in stopping the work.
第四章我们看到亚达谢西王就下命令停工。
And in chapter 7, we see that King Artaxerxes, he was one who passed a decree to stop the work.
都是神的旨意。
All these are the work of God.
所以今天我们要看，这一切都是神的计划。
And all these, if we looked at it, are all the plan and the will of God.
就是按照这个神的这个命令，借着这三位王啊，下达了命令来完成了这一件。这个重建圣殿的工作。
And all these according to the decree passed by the king.
那么最后完工了花了四年的时间就完工。
And they spent about 4 years. They finished the building and completed the building of the temple.
那现在我们看这个完工完工。
Now we're going to look into the completions of the temple.
完工之后第十六节。
Verse 16.
所以以色列的祭司啊利未人啊并其被掳归回的人都欢欢喜喜啊行奉献神殿的礼仪。
Here it says the priests, the Levites, and the rest of the exile celebrated the dedication of the house of God with joy.
他们欢欢喜喜啊要来行奉献神殿的礼仪。
And here it says that they celebrated the dedications of the house of God with joy.
这个预表的我们真教会啊。
And here, it prefigures our true church today.
最后完工啊，是里外的工作都完成了。
And when the work is completed, the work, whether it's external or internal, they are being completed.
福音的工作完成了。
The work of salvation, the gospel, has been completed.
外邦人的数目填满了。
The number of Gentile believers has been filled.
那么内教会基督的亲父内部也已经装饰整齐了。
And the bride of Jesus has already adorned herself.
这是一个荣耀的教会。
It is a glorious church.
我们看启示录二十一章。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 21.
这个启示录二十一章。
Revelation chapter 21,
第一节
verse 1.
说我又看见了一个新天新地啊，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。第二节
verse 2.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。这个就是约翰所看见的。
This is a vision seen by John, Elder John.
这个新天新地出现了。
He saw a new heaven and a new earth.
旧的天地没有了。
And the first heaven, the first earth had passed away.
啊，又看见这个圣城新耶路撒冷从神那边降下来。
And he saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God.
所以已经预备好了。
And he said here, it's prepared.
好像新妇装饰整齐一样。
Likened as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband.
哦，所以这个新妇就是基督的新妇，就是真教会。
And here is bride, it's the bride of Jesus Christ. It's the true church.
已经预备好了。
Here it says that she had prepared herself.
主耶稣说，你们要警醒，也要预备。
The Lord Jesus had instructed us not only we have to be alert, we have to be prepared.
哦，那我们是要预备什么？
What are we preparing for?
这个一方面在传福音，一方面我们要准备，自己要预备。
On one hand, not only we are preparing to spread the gospel, on the other hand, we're also preparing ourselves to be ready.
啊，不是只有好像这个神的殿的，不是只有外表好，那里面空空的，怎么能献殿？
It's not like a temple of God that's only nice externally, superficially, and empty inside.
所以这个预备的工作很重要。
Therefore, the work of preparation is very important.
因为要最后要献给主。
Because we know that one day we're going to dedicate this church to God.
需要预备的，主耶稣在马太福音25章告诉我们。
And things that we have to be prepared is recorded in the book of Matthew chapter.
这三项是我们需要预备的。
These are the three things that we need to be prepared.
马太福音25章。
Matthew chapter 25.
我们看一下这个是主耶稣叫我们要预备的这三项。
And in Matthew chapter 25 tells us the three things that the Lord Jesus wants us to be prepared.
第一节到十三节。
Verse 1-13.
我们知道这三项都关乎我们得救的。
Verse 1-13 pertains to our salvations.
得救啊，教义，关于我们得救的教义就是很重要，就是信仰。但是这个这里啊，这个是我们个人的灵修生活，也是关于我们得救的。这个两样要并重，我们一定要并重。
Here, not only we have to be prepared with the doctrine of salvations, we also have to be prepared with this our spiritual cultivations, our spiritual life.
我们相信得救的教义。
Not only we believe in the doctrine of salvations that will save us.
我们要追求得救的生活。
We also have to pursue for a spiritual life that will save us.
这样我们的得救才有把握。
Therefore, then, our salvations will be confident.
好，那么这个二十五章主耶稣就告诉我们这个很重要的。
In chapter 25, the Lord tells us something very important.
我们个人要预备的。
It tells us what we should prepare.
好，那么这个第一节到第十三节啊，这个是要预备油。
Chapter 25, verse 1-13 talks about that we have to prepare oil.
预备油是做什么呢？
What is this oil for?
当然就是要点，要发光啊。
This oil tells us that we always have to be lit.
所以这个新郎来的时候啊，哇，他们有光的就出去迎接了。
And therefore, when the bridegroom comes, only those bride with oil with their lamp bright can welcome the bridegroom.
那没有预备油就没有光的，没有办法出去迎接了。
And for those that is without oil, it's impossible for them to welcome the bridegroom.
在这件事情，我们要预备，一定要有油发光才可以。
And therefore, we must have oil to have our lamp on to shine forth the light.
这个是我们的好行为。
And this light refers to our good deed.
第二件要预备的是十四节到三十节这一段。
And the second thing that we have to be prepared is in verse 14-31.
这段主要是用这个是给银子的这个比喻啊。
Here, the Lord talks about the parables of the 10 talents.
一个给5000，一个2000，一个1000呢。
He talks about the first receive 2 talent, and then 5 talent.
他叫吩咐他们说：“你们去做生意，去赚钱。”
He instructed them to go to use his talent and make more money.
这个就是神主耶稣给我们个人不同的恩赐了。
And this tells about the gift that our Lord gives us.
啊，有的是五千的恩赐，有的是两千，有的是一千呐。
Some have some five talents, some has two talents, and some have one talent.
啊，那每个人都按照神所给的多少，那你去赚多少回来。
And each of them, according to the talents that God has given them, will make more talent.
这样就是忠心良善的仆人了。
And this is, according to the Lord, the faithful servant.
啊，就可以进来享受主人的快乐。
Only then they can come and enjoy the feast with the master.
所以领五千的跟领两千的都一样。
For whether the one received five talents or the one receiving two talents, they are all the same.
他们都按照神的旨意啊，尽了本分啊。
So it's all according to the will of God that they came in.
所以都能进去享受主人的快乐。
To have feast with the master and joy, when share with the joy.
但是这个二十四节说到领一千的就不一样。
And however, in verse 24, it says that the man who had received the one talent is different.
他埋没了。主耶稣的恩赐。
Not only he did not manifest it, he has buried it.
他以为说不要丢掉就好。
And he thought that as long as if he didn't lose the talent, it would be fine.
所以他埋起来藏起来，哇，以为这样很妥当啊。
So he was afraid, and he actually went out and hid his talent in the ground.
啊，结果怎么样
？And what happened in the end?、
啊、主人对他说：“你这个又饿又懒的仆人。”
The master said to him, "You wicked, lazy servant."、嗯
最少也要拿去银行放利息啊，对啊。
And at least the least that you can do is put money on deposit with the banker.
所以一千被夺过去。
And so he would, the Lord, the master, he took back the one talent.
愤怒仆人捆起来丢到外面的黑暗的地方去哀哭切齿。
And he instructed the servant to, throw him outside into the darkness where there was whipping and gnashing of.
所以这个第二项预备就是要尽本分，按照神给我们的恩赐啊，来工作。
Therefore, in this, the second thing we have to prepare for ourselves is to manifest our own responsibility, with respect the kind of gift that God has given us.
保罗在罗马书十二章说，要按照个人的恩赐啊，心里火热，殷勤不懒惰，常常服侍主。
And according to Romans 2, Paul had told us that we have to do according to our own responsibility, that we have to be filled in zeal and serve the Lord.
那第三项啊，三十一节以下，这个我们知道啊。
And the third thing that we have to be prepared is in starting from verse 31 onward.
这个是神家里头啊，神对选民审判的标准。
And this is the judgment of God has on his people in the house of God.
就是主耶稣啊，赐给我们的那一条新的命令。
And the judgment is according to the commandment that the Lord has given us.
你们要彼此相爱，我怎么样爱你们，你们怎么样彼此相爱。
And here it says that you must love one another the way I loved you.
我们如果遵守，那就没有问题啊。
If you have obeyed, then there will be no problem.
那就可以承受神的国。
Then with that, you'll be able to inherit the kingdom of God.
如果我们没有遵守。
However, if you did not obey this,
我们的肉心呢，像法利赛人一样。
And that our zeal is likened to the Pharisee.
那就糟糕了。
Then it will be terrifying.
那就像这些左边的这些山羊一样。
Then will be likened to the goat on the left side.
这个就是主耶稣告诉我们要预备的，就是这三项。
And these are the three things that the Lord instructed us to be prepared.
我们得救的教义有三大圣礼啊，就是我们洗礼、洗脚礼跟圣餐礼。
And within our doctrine of salvation, there are three major sacraments, which is the Holy Communion sacrament, Holy Baptism, and foot washing.
我们个人得救的这三项要预备的，我们的生活上要预备的。这三项也要具备哈。
And not only sacrament, we have to also be prepared with all this sacrament on our daily lives.
啊，这个是我们特别要不要忘记哈。
These are things that we should not forget.
要警醒，也要预备。
Not only we have to be watchful, we also have to be prepared.
这样才能欢欢喜喜奉行奉献的礼啊。
And only we'll be very joyful in offering and dedicating.
安然的欢欢喜喜来见主了。
And we will be in great peace to see the Lord.
啊，所以彼得也勉励我们说，你们要警醒。
Therefore, Peter always encouraged us that we have to be watchful.
啊，要殷勤。
And we have to be diligent.
让自己呢没有玷污污秽之事，安然建筑。
And that will be blemished, and we can come to see God in peace.
啊，看回来这个以斯拉记第六章。
Let's turn back to the book of Ezra, chapter 6.
行了奉献的礼，同时呢，他们呢也欢欢喜喜来献祭。
After when they have offer give their offering, they also give their sacrifices.
所以那一天呢，他们献大祭。
On that day, they offer great sacrifices.
在六章的这个。接下来这里说他们行奉献的礼同时呢他们献祭。
In verse 16 onward, it talks about that they not only give offering, they also gave sacrifices.
对17节他们看到他们献祭。
17, it says that they offer sacrifices.
这个献祭啊今天我们工作完成之后
，Today when we completed our work，
一切的荣耀归神。
We gave all glory unto our Heavenly Father。
因为就是神我们从开头一直看到最后，是神在工作，神在发动，神在完成。
Because it is God alone Himself that started the work and the one that completed the work. He's the one who initiated the work and He's the one who brought it to completion.
一切的荣耀都要。
So all glory has to be given unto him.
哦，那么主耶稣这个名，就是神要来承受一切荣耀的这个名。
And therefore, the name of Jesus Christ is the name that will receive all this glory.
好，我们看一下这个彼得前书第四章。
Let's turn to the book First Peter.
彼得前书第四章。
First Peter chapter 4.
看第十一节。
Verse
第四章第十一节
Chapter 4, verse 11, First Peter
说若有讲道的就是按着神的圣言讲若有服侍人的就要按着神所赐的力量服侍叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀原来荣耀全能都是他的直到永远阿们这一节圣经啊告诉我们
And here tells us very clearly,
哎，我们按照所得的恩赐。
According to the gift that we are given.
啊，像第十节所说的，个人照所得的恩赐，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
As is written that according to the gift that God has given us, there will be a good steward of God.
按照神所赐给我们的恩赐力量来服侍神。
According to the gift and the strength that God has given us, that we can serve Him.
哦，那这样就叫神得了荣耀，在凡事上，因着耶稣基督啊，得到荣耀。
And it's true this that in all things that Jesus' name can be glorified.
哦，所以今天呢，我们归荣耀耶稣基督的名啊。
And today, that is why we give all glory unto the name of the Lord Jesus.
哎，我们不但奉献给主。我们将一切荣耀归于他。
Not only we offer to the Lord, we give all glory to God.
啊，再看回来以斯拉记第六章。
Let's turn back to Ezra.
好，第六章的十八节。
Verse 18.
这个十八节呢，同时他们也派祭司啦、利未人按着班次在耶路撒冷来侍奉神。
Here it says that the Levites, according in their groups, ready for the service of God.
按照摩西律法上所写的。
And it's according to the law written by Moses.
所以这个圣殿啊，完成之后。
After when they finished and completed the temple.
就按照神的律法，按照神的旨意啊，来侍奉神。
They do everything according to the law of God.Written in the book of Moses.
啊，所以我们这个叫我们建重建这个圣殿，要到完成，要有一个 完全的侍奉啊，达乃有完全的侍奉。
Therefore, here, from these verses, we can understand that after when the church is completed, we have to follow with a complete service of God, and all this is done according to the law and the commandment of God.
他们按班次侍奉神，都是照神律法上书上所写的。
And all their service is according to the book written, is according to the law written in the book of Moses.
好，然后啊，在正月十四号啊，他们就守逾越节。
On the 14th day of the first month, they observe the Passover.
这个逾越节啊，是纪念啊神的救赎。
This Passover is to commemorate the salvations of God.
这个时候啊，对神的这个救赎。
This here talks about the salvations of God.
他们就说这个大节。
And to commemorate and to remember the salvation of God, that is why they observe such a great festival.
在守逾越节的时候，按照这个规定，就是这个要除酵。要自洁。
According to the ceremony at a time, they have to purify themselves.
他们不能沾染这个有，要把一切的污秽都除净。
And they have to remove any yeast, which is the scent.
那么吃逾越节的羊羔啊。
So on that day, they slaughter a Passover lamb.
享受主耶稣的恩典。今天来讲。
And today is the same.When we apply to present life, to today, we enjoy the grace of God.
这个也就是说啊，主耶稣说的，你们进来享受主人的快乐。
And it's what the Lord Jesus says that you come in and enjoy, the joy of the Master.
所以他们就最后一节说，他们就欢欢喜喜守这个逾越节七天。
And in verse 22, it says that for 7 days they celebrated with great joy the feast of unleavened bread.
逾越节也叫做除酵节。
The feast of unleavened bread is also called Passover.
为什么能够这样子？
Why is it so?
说因为是神使他们欢欢喜喜。
It is because the Lord had filled them with joy.
今天呢，我们能够享受神所赐给我们的快乐。
Today we can enjoy the joy that God has given us.
是因为我们。是忠心良善的仆人。
Because we are the kind and faithful servant.
我们已经完成了神所托付给我们的这个工作。
Because we have completed the work that God has entrusted upon us.
好，所以神就使我们欢喜快乐。
And therefore, God, the Lord, will fill us with joy.
这个是圣殿完成了。
And as now, the temple has completed.
所以今天我们呢，就是要同心合意快速尽神所给予我们的力量恩赐来完成这件工作。
So today we have to come together in one unity, and with one effort, we have to rapidly complete the work that God has entrusted upon us.
这个是以斯拉记我们重建圣殿的这个属灵的教训，我们就学习到这里。
This is about the spiritual teaching from the book of Ezra until chapter 6.
那从第七章到第十章。
Starting from chapter 7 to chapter 10.
这个是记载以斯拉回来复兴以色列人的信仰。
It talks about Ezra coming back to Jerusalem to revive the faith of the believers.
前面一章到六章，这个是印第圣殿的重建。
Chapter 1 to 6 talk about rebuilding the physical temple.
那么第七章到第十章，这个是软体的信仰的复兴。
Chapter 7 to 10 talks about the rebuilding of the spiritual temple.
那么这些我们明天呢再来学习。